Operating from 1933 to 1957, about 15 miles east of Asheville, Black Mountain College was an experiment in liberal arts education. Some of the 20th century's most well-known artists, choreographers, writers, philosophers, musicians, scientists, and educators were associated with the college either as students or faculty. Students directed much of their own academic paths, and all students and faculty helped run the day-to-day life of the college, from constructing buildings to growing food to maintaining the grounds. Due to its international importance and proximity to Asheville, the Asheville Art Museum is dedicated to preserving Black Mountain College's legacy. About one quarter of the museum's collection is related to the college. Ruth Asawa came to Black Mountain College in 1946. She'd spent most of World War II in a Japanese internment camp, where she and her family were incarcerated due to their ethnic heritage. She took solace in creating art and experimented with non-traditional art materials and forms. As you look at the sculpture closely, ask yourself, when you think of the word sculpture, what are words you'd usually use to describe them? What art materials come to mind? How did the artist use shape, form, and space in this sculpture? Is this sculpture made out of one single wire or multiple pieces of wire? How do you know? What role do light and shadow play in the experience of this artwork?